Imagine serving, this is just an outrageous story. Imagine serving your country, you get injured in combat, and then having the military tell you it isn't going to pay for your bills because your injuries were caused by a pre-existing personality disorder.
Mm-hmm.
A 6-month investigation has revealed that this has happened to multiple members of the military. Joshua Corr is a freelance reporter for The Nation, joins us now with more. You know, Jonathan, my co-host and I were talking about this story, and we were saying if this was on the front page of the New York Times, people would be irate, especially with this kind of story. Tell us a little bit more about this.
Well, I think it will be in the New York Times soon. The case that I profiled in The Nation was that of Jonathan Towne. He was wounded during a rocket attack in Ramadi, which left him largely deaf. He was given the Purple Heart to honor his wounds, but when he came back, it was time for his discharge. The Army decided that his deafness was actually caused by a pre-existing personality disorder, and by discharging him that way, they never had to pay him disability or medical benefits for the rest of his life. And David, I should say, the importance of John's case is that he's by no means alone. In the last 6 years alone, 22,500 soldiers have been discharged with personality disorder. Cheating those veterans out of their benefits is saving the military $12.5 billion. That's $8 billion in disability pay and $4.5 billion in medical care.
And here's the rub, Joshua. We're talking, by the way, with Joshua Corr. He writes for The Nation about this this developing circumstance. Everybody who joins the military receives a psychological screening before they are sent anywhere. And so I guess the question is, if these guys were diagnosed with a personality disorder at that point, obviously they wouldn't have been sent into combat. But doing it after the fact, I mean, come on.
That's right. It takes a gross abuse of the system as it's set up to create these purposeful misdiagnoses. Soldiers are actually screened twice before serving in Iraq, once when they join the Army and a second time before deployment. In all of the cases I studied during the 6 months I was investigating this piece, every single one of the medical records shows that these soldiers are perfectly healthy in both screenings. It's only later when they come back wounded and seek benefits that the pre-existing personality disorder is discovered. And when we look at the details there, the medical records again, the clear-cut nature of all of these cases is what's really striking. In John's case, they decided deafness was a personality disorder. In the case of William Dykstra, they decided a hernia was a personality disorder. I am investigating.
That's outrageous. That's just outrageous.
It is outrageous. I was investigating a case right now. Personality disorder was determined because a soldier who had damaged the lens of his eyeball during combat.
Now, Joshua, what makes this even worse is, they're missing out on this potential disability payment for what, the rest of their life, and they're turning around and owing the military money?
That's right. Another provision in the small print of this personality disorder discharge is that these soldiers have to return their signing bonus so that nowadays thousands of wounded veterans are finding out on their final day in uniform they actually owe the Army several thousand dollars.
The question's got to be asked right now because we're short on time. Can we talk about litigation? I hope that these guys are suing. I hope they're going to court.
Well, I think the first step is for this to be acknowledged. No, President Bush was at Walter Reed just this past week saying that we were going to be there for the troops, but he hasn't even acknowledged this scandal.
Mm.
And I think until the president acknowledges this scandal and those in Congress do the same and seek an investigation, this is not going to be fixed.
Well, Joshua Corr, there's going to be more to the story. We're going to have you back on with updates. Joshua Corr, freelance reporter for The Nation, telling us about something that I really had no idea was going on. Did you, Jessica?
A very disturbing investigation into these so-called designations. What are they calling these? 513 discharges, yeah. Which are very difficult to reverse.
We'll have Joshua back on later on, probably next month, and we'll find out where we are with that story.